The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show first broadcast by Fresh FM with assistance from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website freshfm.net for our contact details.
Kia ora friends, I'm Joanna Santa Barbara of Motueka, bringing you an eco postcard. Each week I send you a small snapshot of a few things going on in our world concerning the health of our beautiful planet. Sometimes it's good news and sometimes it's bad. And, I start with one of the bad ones today. Tire dust. What on earth is that, you might ask? Tire dust is the particles that are scraped off your tires when you accelerate and when you brake. And there's lots of it. It gets into road runoff and thus into stormwater drains, into rivers, into the ocean, where it kills fish because it has toxic chemicals in it. And in fact, by mass, it's the second biggest particle pollutant of ocean microplastics after synthetic fibers. And listen to this, the average tire loses 4 kilograms in a lifetime. So if you have one car, that's 16 kilograms of tire particles that go into the water and into the air, and they're found everywhere, even in the North Pole and the South Pole. Unfortunately, in the case of this problem, electric vehicles are no better. In fact, they're worse because EVs are heavier than internal combustion engine cars. The air pollution affects our lungs and is a significant contributor to New Zealand deaths every year, more than 1,000 deaths a year attributable to that cause. The chemicals in tire dust are an example of the hundreds of thousands of chemicals produced every year across the globe, which are foreign to nature. They can't be processed by nature. Many of them don't degrade. They can't be composted. They just hang around in the environment, sometimes doing bad things. The tire industry is countering this information by doing its own research, which leads to it saying tires are fine, no problem. But people are calling for more transparency in their research. So I think this is yet another reason for us to get out of our cars as environmentally damaging agents. Because if we get out of our cars, we still want to get around. And if we get around in buses and on bikes, we still are on tires, but we would be using much less tire per capita, producing much less tire dust per person if we used buses and bikes to get around. Okay, now, next little note will be meaningful to some, perhaps not to others. You may have heard of the Gaia concept, Gaia being an ancient word for the Earth Mother idea, goddess idea, and it's the name used for the idea that the whole Earth is a living, complex, interconnected system that keeps itself stable. It returns to a stable state given a chance, except that humans are tipping it over the edge of a stable state. Now, the person associated with this idea is the UK scientist James Lovelock. He is very famous for that idea and also for several others. He was the person who enabled the measurements to be made that allowed us to see the ozone hole and take action on it. Now, the reason I raise James Lovelock today is that he has recently died at the age of 103, and he was pretty active as a scientist pretty much until his death. James Lovelock gave pretty dire predictions about the impact of global warming. His predictions included the decline and cessation of European agriculture with a steadily warmer world, and also the decline of agriculture in Asia, Africa, and the US, with just general global decrease in food supply and mass migration. And he thought these pretty awful prospects were only about 30 years off. So James Lovelock was certainly one of those scientists who were saying, watch out, it's an emergency act. Okay, I want to say a little bit about the idea of managed retreat as a global problem. What is managed retreat? It is the idea that with sea level rise and coastal land subsidence, that there are considerable areas on the coastal part of all countries, including our own, which will be under inundation and far more subject than ever to coastal hazards. And it will be too costly to remedy this situation. And we have to accept that water will have its way and that we need to get out of the way. So it's the idea of shifting people's dwellings and business places to more protected higher regions. So it's a big deal, and it's spoken of as the last resort in adaptation to sea level rise, that people want to try other things first, and only in the failure of the other things will resort to managed retreat. The World Bank has estimated that globally 216 million people will be affected to the extent that they need to retreat from the coast by mid-century. And there is no agreed global strategy to deal with this. And unfortunately, it will affect more those populations with low income, poor education, high unemployment, and health problems. And to make it worse, the World Bank points out that nearby environments into which you would hope people could move at a higher level above the sea may also be affected by climate change and may be depleted by global warming. And the problem is seen as significant, very worrying, and insufficiently attended to. There are good and bad examples of managed retreat. We have one in New Zealand, Matata Beach in the North Island. Bad example. It was done before there was really good understanding of how to do this, and it was a very, very difficult experience for the people involved and the council involved. There is a much better example in the UK, village of Selsey. 9 years ago, farmers and others sold their land back to the government when it became clear that it would be overtaken by sea level rise. And to quote one resident, there's a sense of, we stole it from the salt marsh 200 years ago, and so we should be putting it back. And a kind of acceptance that that's what had to be done. And the people apparently got together and got about doing just that and re-established their village on higher land. Okay, that would be it for today, dear listeners. I'm Joanna Santa Barbara. This has been an Eco Postcard. Eco Postcards airs Monday afternoons 3:30 p.m. and Saturday mornings 9:50 a.m. Till next week, bye for now.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast on Fresh FM, the top of the South's community access media station, with support from New Zealand On Air. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community access media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz.